Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Barracuda won 2-1 last night. Tonight, the Stars just too much to handle as Texas runs away with it. A final score of 6-3. They snap a three-game skid and are now up to 27 wins, 23 losses, 3 overtime losses, and 2 shootout losses. And they improve now to 59 points on the year. So they will make sure they stay ahead of Rockford in the Central Division. Barracuda stay pat at 46 points. They are now 18-28. 8-2 on the year after tonight's loss. It was a nothing-nothing score after 20 minutes of play, but the Texas Stars would find their groove in period number two. At 1:53, Mark Rassel would score his sixth of the year as he'd slide it through the five-hole of Etu Makaniemi. And then 28 seconds later, Matei Blumel would fire in a rebound from a point shot from Gavin Bayreuther to give Texas a 2-0 lead. And the Stars really wouldn't look back after that point, although the Barracuda did make it a bit interesting in that second period at 7:28. A beautiful finish by Ozzie Weisblatt as Weisblatt worked in on net, protected the puck on the backhand, flicked it to his forehand, and beat the goaltender Matt Murray on the blocker side. The time of the goal for Weisblatt is third of the year from Bellerive and Kaspik. It comes in that second period at 7:28, and it snaps in the process for Weisblatt a 24-game goalless drought. Barracuda get it to center. Here comes Weisblatt coming down the wing with speed. Weisblatt working to the forehand, shoots. He scores! A power move from Ozzie Weisblatt, and the lead is cut in half. The time of the goal for Weisblatt at the 7:28 mark of period number two. So just like that, the Barracuda had no momentum in their favor before that goal from Weisblatt. Those two quick goals for Texas got this full house engaged, got him into the game, and you could tell the Stars were feeding off of it. But that goal for Weisblatt kind of settled the waters for John McCarthy's team, cut the lead back down to one, and you're right back in the hockey game. Unfortunately, the Cuda were called for a roughing penalty at 18:47. Artem Guriev, not only did he take a penalty, but he was also injured and did not play after that point. And the Texas Stars, second best power play in the league, would go on to the advantage. They went 0-3 last night. Tonight, they'd cash in on their first and their only opportunity on the advantage as Matei Blumel would score his second of the period with 6.1 left in the frame, his 24th goal of the year to push Texas's lead to 3-1. The Stars would all but put the game away in the third. At 10:55, Jack Becker would score his second in the AHL, and then he'd notch his third in the American Hockey League at 12:26 to give the Stars at the time a 5-1 lead with their third unanswered goal. Barracuda would continue to push, though. They'd continue to battle, and they'd find some life at 14:08 as Nikolai Knyazhov would rip home his second goal of the year to cut the lead back down to three. Kaspik has it for the Barracuda, coming down the near wing. Kaspik holding on to it, looking to center, wraps it through the paint, and a goal for Knyazhov. It made its way through some traffic, and Nikolai Knyazhov rips it home to stop the bleeding. Cut the lead down to three once again. Knyazhov, his second goal of the year. First goal in his last 23 games. It made it 5-2. The Barracuda would pull their goaltender around the three-minute-to-go mark. And late in the game at 19:31, they'd score again. Unfortunately, they had just 28 seconds to go in the hockey game. 28.3 officially when Scott Sabourin notched his co-leading, team-leading 16th goal of the year to make it 5-3 at the time. Frisch from well out, kicked away, big rebound for Wise, but in front they score. Scott Sabourin directs it home with 28.3 seconds remaining in regulation. So the Barracuda with another goal, but it may just be too late. It was too late. The Barracuda had less than 30 seconds to work with, and at 19:42, Frederik Karlstrom would seal the victory with his 16th, an empty netter, as the Texas Stars pick up the 6-3 win, and they split the weekend set after the Cuda won by a final score of 2-1 last night. Final shots When they were all tallied, said and done, 30 aside, each team putting 30 shots on net. The Barracuda go 0 for 3 on the power play. They go 0 for 1 on the penalty kill. They won the special teams battle last night. They lose it tonight, and that is one of the big factors in the loss this evening. Etu Makiniemi returned to the lineup for the first time since late January. Missed 14 straight games. He suffers the loss. He's a game below 500 at 6-7. The winning goaltender, Matt Murray. Murray ends up making in the game 27 saves, and his record improves to 13-11-2 on the year. Texas up to 27 wins. The Barracuda, 28 losses on the year. And they will stay pat the Cuda at 46 points in the Pacific Division. Texas with a big 2 points in the Central. They're up to 59 on the year. These teams will face off two more times in the regular season on April 12th and 13th. The final two home games for the Barracuda at TechCU Arena. Stars will stay at home. They've got Rockford coming to town for a couple of games this week on Tuesday and Wednesday. The Barracuda are off until next Saturday, and they will take on that same Rockford Ice Hog team in Illinois, downtown Rockford at the BMO Center. First time the Cuda make their way to Rockford in a couple of years. Again, they are off for the next week until they play again on Saturday and Sunday against the Ice Hogs. Final here tonight, Stars 6, Barracuda 3. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star, Mark Rassel. Rassel picks up the opening goal, sixth of the year. He came at 1:53 of the second period. He is the number three star, is Rassel. And he ended up finishing the game with a plus one rating and two shots on net. Number two star, Matei Blumel, up to 24 goals, had two goals in the second period. Blumel had three shots on net. Two of them found the back of the net. He is the number two star. And Jack Becker is the number one star. He, too, had a couple of goals, up to three goals now on the season for Becker. And he finishes the game with those two goals, both coming in the third period, a plus two rating, two shots on net. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 29 minutes, 6,778 sod here at the HEB Center at Cedar Park. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether you watched or listened. We sincerely appreciate it, and we hope you join us again when the Barracuda are back on the ice 1 week from today in Rockford against the Ice Hogs. Until next Saturday, I'm Nick Nolenberger reminding you of tonight's final score. The Stars 6, the Barracuda 3. Until next Saturday in Rockford, we'll say so long and good night from the HEB Center at Cedar Park. Fred.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.